The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. North Dakota State University Assistant Professor in Dry Bean and Pulse Pathology, Malaika Abert, joins us with a dry bean disease recap of the 2022 growing season.
So this year we went to 30 fields. They were in North Dakota and somewhere in Minnesota. And in general, we did not get very surprising results. What we saw was bacteria blights, like every year. They get worse with storms because the pathogen kind of enters the host through wounds. We had nearly in every field we had common bacterial blight and also brown spot. Halo blight, not so much. And another disease that we saw was root rot. Root rot is always there. We found it in every field, and it gets worse with high soil moisture. And I know that a lot of people are anxious about anthracnose, and I think it's important that growers should be aware that there's always going to be a risk, especially with wet weather. So I'm hoping that everyone makes smart choices and use certified seeds. And something that we did not see so much this year was rust. It was generally sparse this year, but I think we all know that it can be very explosive under conductive conditions. So I think growers should stay vigilant and keep an eye on rust.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF. Your partner for better dry bean solutions.